Shakyamuni Buddha is dying. His disciples are gathered around him. Some of them may be grieving. Of course, they would grieve when their teacher's dying. And yet, he is clear that they're not entangled in their grief, because they know clearly that with there's birth, there's death. Where there's birth, there's death. That's the Buddha's teaching. See? This is the ongoing change that we get to live in. Not live in, live. This is exactly what our life is. Ongoing change. Some circumstances are hard for us, being human. That's why it's hard for us. And nevertheless, we need to practice in the midst of these ongoing change circumstances, the arising, passing, the birth, death that we believe. Because where there's birth, where we believe we're born, there is the belief and entanglement of the dying and death. Yes, there's grieving when our hearts are touched, and there is, if I say it this way, being right now, going deeper, we see, we appreciate this life that we are, that is unborn, not dying. This right here, now, life. That's what our practice is, and that's what we commemorate and celebrate, if I say such a word, on Nirvana Day. We, in the Zen tradition, celebrate Nirvana Day on February 15th. Other traditions in the Buddhist world use other days. Of course, we don't know what day the Buddha actually died. For me, Nirvana Day is special because it's also my ordination day. So it's the anniversary of my ordination, which was Nirvana Day, February 15th, 1979. See? So the Buddha's last words, it is reported, was again clarifying dharmas are impermanent. Phenomena, all of our life is impermanent. If there is birth, there is death. And that's our practice opportunity to see truly that birth is life of the Buddha, death is life of the Buddha. Therefore, birth is unborn, death is non-dying. See? Not in order to have theories or ideas, but so that we can be right now this whole universe that is our life, right now in manifesting, breathing in Zazen. right now in manifesting, listening, speaking, working, attending to others, serving all beings that we encounter as best we can, manifesting this life that we are, this ongoing change that manifests this moment, this ongoing change that is not born, not destroyed. Therefore, we can truly live this life and celebrate, if I use such a word, the nirvana, the parinirvana of our great master Shakyamuni Buddha. Thank you.